The latest WASD production report came out, and Kim, what was in that report that you saw?
Well, I don't think there was many surprises. The ending stocks were higher than expected, both for the 14-15 marketing year, which will be ending up at end of this month, and the 15-16 year. You know, next year's ending stocks is projected to be up in the upper end of the 700 million, just pretty close to eight. That's quite a bit of wheat. You look at production, USDA came out with Oklahoma near 119 million bushels. What, 5 or 6 weeks ago, we were talking about 80 million and hoping maybe we'd get 85 or so. And I was talking to a farmer here today, and he said that, you know, the wheat that was falling sorghum would just look like death warmed over. And he's going to get a crop out of it. However, he says it may be July before he gets to cut that wheat. And you know, I've heard other people talk about sucker heads coming up. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have some mature wheat ready to harvest and some that's going to be green. And that could cause us some problems.
So that could push back harvest a little bit more. And could that affect the price of wheat?
I think it can extend harvest, and that may be what the market's looking at. You know, we got a rally at the end of the week. The value of the dollar fell. I think the funds are driving the price now. You know, they've got record short positions, sold positions, and as they come out of those, we could get rallies. But that market July contract got above $5.20. That 5.20 is critical. If we can hold that into next week, then I think we're looking pretty good.
Okay, well, we'll let you get back to the grain grading school here in Enid. Thank you very much, Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.